Now, guys, it's been a bit of an issue for you recently with a lot of residents, island residents, hyping up what isn't the case with your proposed plan to move to Brickfields site. First of all, can you just give us an idea of what exactly is happening and what isn't happening in response to some of the claims that have been made?
The idea was to relocate from Blackwater as we've outgrown the site. The workshop facilities here are inadequate, the office facilities are inadequate. The Brickfield site is perfect for what we want to do. It is out of everybody's way, well, we thought it was anyway, and it seemed to us the logical move to go there. We weren't expecting as much opposition as we've had, but that is mainly to do with flyers that have been pushed around to people's houses to incite people against us. And we would just like to sort of set the record straight and that we are not the bogus, horrible company that people think we are.
Absolutely. And I mean, Kieran, there's been a lot of stuff, some of the key things people saying, you know, 40-odd lorries coming through, etc. I mean, what exactly is the capacity here? And what do you have and what will you be using?
Okay, well, we actually own 19 lorries at the moment, four of which are based on the mainland. We've got two up at our recycling centre in Rookley. So add that up yourself, it's not going to be, you know, even 19 going down. And I think there's some letters going around, people are saying there's 40 lorries going by. Well, that is not true. There's flyers gone down through Haven Street. Our company policy is going to be that we will not run our lorries through Haven Street, which we've said, and we will stick to that. Obviously, if there is a job in Haven Street, that's different. But there's flyers gone through saying that we're going through with asbestos in the back of lorries. We wouldn't be doing that because we've got our own, you know, other sites which are licensed to take asbestos. And I might add, it is low-risk asbestos as well. So, you know, all of it has just got so out of hand, but I wish people would actually read the application before they read these flyers, basically.
Absolutely. And I mean, in terms of the lorries that you guys are using, people, there's been a lot of fears of, you know, they're going to be these 32-ton lorries coming through and damaging the roads, etc. I mean, what can you say to allay those fears?
Most of the lorries will go out in the morning empty, so they're nowhere near 32-ton. They'll come back in the evening empty, so they're not 32-ton. They're probably, and we have varying size lorries as well, from 32-ton down to 10-ton. So it's not all just big lorries. And the lorries are radio controlled. The guys do talk to them. Our guys are all competent HGV drivers, which have their competencies checked every 12 months. So therefore, they're skilled guys. They know what they're doing. And as a company, we are quite well respected around the island for our consideration to other road users. And we would apply that same consideration to the roads around Brickfields.
Absolutely. And I mean, in terms of the last application didn't go through, this new application, what's different about it?
We were requested to do some more surveying work, which we've had done.
Noise and dust,
and the in particular bats. Well, there are no bats at the Brickfield site at all. So we've done all the surveys that we've been asked to do. We've answered all the questions that the planners had asked of us, and now we're just waiting on their decision.
Absolutely. And I mean, Kieran, around this site, obviously when you first moved in here, mm-hmm. there were a couple of people not sure about it, but since then you've sort of grown with the community here, haven't you? And I mean, what is it about you guys here that the locals actually like? And it's true that they don't want you to go, isn't it?
Oh, totally, yeah. And I think, you know, there has been some locals actually wrote in on some of the comments and said, obviously, at first they did have fears, which I do understand you're going to get that. But I think we hold like a local meeting here now for the flood risks, and all the people come here. And I don't think there is anybody who has a bad word said against us, because, again, there was somebody that said they had spoke to locals and said that. But I don't think that's true. I mean, feel free for people to speak to them, but they've all said they would be sorry to see us go. So, you know, it's not, again, not true at all.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not just the yard space that you need, is it? It's the office here, as I've seen, is a little bit cramped at the moment with you guys in there. I mean, that's some the other sort of reasons for why you're moving to Brickfields, isn't it?
Well, this is the other bit that people aren't realising. They're just seeing the alleged numbers of lorries, et cetera, and the exaggerated comments that these flyers that have been put about. But we are actually very cramped as a business here, and this business does need to grow, and we do need new facilities. And the Brickfield site is the ideal site for that.
And I mean, can I add, I mean, where is an ideal site? We have looked into all this first. There is no roads, or very few roads on the island that are suitable anyway. You know, you go across the main Arrowton Downs Road and you can't pass with two lorries without slowing down anyway. I've drove the Newnham Road route. Yes, there is cars parked, you know, in the road. They could be parked on driveways, but I think that's quite a good thing. From a lorry driver myself, it slows people down. You pull up, and again, with a lorry, you can see over the top of those cars, so you can see oncoming traffic. And as David said earlier, you know, the radio link business, our lorries can actually, they can talk to each other before they move from, you know, like, is there any other lorries coming down Newnham Road? And our lorries can wait in Brickfields if we need to.
Absolutely, and I mean, the other thing again with the lorries, there was talk about them being so heavy, but that's not exactly true, is it? It's not what's going to be, they're not going to be heavy going to and from the site.
No, not at all. I mean, that's gross weights, you know, when they're actually hauling muck or wherever from a site. This is our base at the end of the day, so 9 times out of 10, those lorries will be coming in and out of our yard empty, and a 32-ton lorry is 12-ton empty, and that's across 4 axles, so if you work that out, that is actually probably not a lot different than a normal van.
And I mean, in terms of some other disruption, locals have said things like noise, again, environmental things that you've had surveys for. I mean, sitting here, it's quite quiet and calm and not, you know, doesn't seem disruptive at all here. I mean, is it going to be essentially the same at Brickfields?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, we welcome anybody that's got any hesitation or reservations about what we're proposing to come to our yard. Uninvited, they can come into our yard and just see how our day-to-day business runs, and it is not noisy, it's not dusty, and it's as you can see now, it's very quiet.
I think again, people have said on these comments I've read about us doing concrete crushing and, you know, screening, and you know, we haven't put in for that. We don't want that there. This is purely our base. We have facilities for that, you know, elsewhere, which we have registered sites. So, you know, we're not going to be crushing concrete and noise there, you know. It's not that at all.
Absolutely. Can you give us an idea of exactly how often trucks will be going in and out of the site, and for example, throughout a day?
It is very difficult to work that one out, but I think we're working it out. There's going to be over there, was it 12, 13?
13 lorries.
13 lorries, so I'd like to say they all go out in the morning, because obviously they're all out the yard working, but that very rarely happens. I'd average it probably about 10 go out in the morning and 10 back in the afternoon, maybe one or two through the day just for refuelling. That's another thing I wanted to add, actually. They're saying about the 2 fuel bowsers going there. It's not petrol, it's diesel, so it's not flammable like petrol. We've had our own bowsers for 33 years. We've been trading now on our sites, never had a problem, and they're proper certificated bowsers, you know, bunded bowsers, so it's not a risk.
Absolutely. And just finally, both of you, I mean, what are the key points you just want to really send out from you guys, that it's not going to be so disruptive, it's not going to be a big issue?
I think compared to what it used to be in its heyday, you know, we've had traffic plans done by Mayor Brown, and we are going to be, you know, making less traffic movements per day, per week. No Sundays, you know, it was all Sunday stuff up there. I mean, I know the car boot sale now on a Monday evening, it's absolutely chocker with cars. I've seen it for myself because, you know, they use the car park still. And, you know, it's not going to be nowhere near as bad as what people are, you know, hearing.
Absolutely. And I think that if you look at the Brickfield site at the moment, it's fairly derelict. It's unshielded by trees. Our plan is to shield it with trees, is to refurbish the main building and just tidy up the area generally. Surely that's got to be a benefit for the residents of Binstead, rather than letting it go to rack and ruin as it has done for the last 4 or 5 years.
Absolutely. Is there anything else you guys would like to add at all?
There's lots of things, but we could go on forever. I think we've covered the main points. But as David said earlier, if anybody wants to know any questions, feel free to turn up, you know, and see how we run. We're not, you know, just turn up, basically. We're not out to upset anyone, you know.